I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. You already know it's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's November the 8th, 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And as always, we remind you every single morning as you're getting your morning started, getting kids to school, getting off to work, commuting, headed in, whatever you want to call it, we remind you to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Make sure that you're slowing down. Make sure that you remember that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Watch out for kids that are standing in many, many cases in many, many cities across America, across our great state. They're standing at bus stops unattended simply because parents have to get there. So when we watch out for the kids, it helps every single person. Also, we want to encourage you to continue to help our school bus drivers. Now, you know, every single morning, D.C., we talk about school buses, school kids, school zones, and we're even adding in pedestrians now because we're seeing so many people walking on busy highways, interstates, intersections in the morning. But this morning, as I was reading the paper, I read an article about a school bus driver that just really moved our hearts, and we wanted to share it with you. You know how we talk about making sure that our kids get off with a great positive mental attitude. And DC and I talk about praying with our son every single morning, and we've always done it since he's been in school. Well, this morning we read an article that talked about a school bus driver that happens to be a pastor that prays with the kids on the school bus every morning just to make sure that they have good positive reinforcement. Because you know what happens? Many of us don't know what happens at the homes of others, especially kids in the morning. Well, this school bus driver is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And guess what happened? Who would think that there would be a thing wrong in the world with praying with kids on the bus in the morning before going to school? Well, his bosses did. And they fired him. Yes. And I said, you know, we have taken prayer out of everything. We've taken prayer out of schools. We've taken prayer really out of everywhere. And he said in the article, you know, he never forced any of the children to pray. It was voluntary. You know, kids who wanted to pray and who felt comfortable praying were able to pray. And those kids who didn't want to pray didn't need to pray. But yeah, they fired him. And I was thinking, you know what? It is one of our missions every single morning to help each and every one of you and us help school bus drivers, because they have a huge responsibility getting so many kids to school safely every single day. And I said, you know what? That is really a sad day in America when a school bus driver gets fired because he's praying with school kids for their safety, for their minds, for their, you know, just for their being. You know, and you just wonder, what in the world are our systems coming to? This is what I want to encourage you to do. As you are on your way, just say a prayer for those people who watch out for our kids, who make sure that they get there safely. And you do your part by helping, by slowing down. You know, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. They resume again at 2 p.m. And you know what? We all need to be praying for our kids as they go about their day. That's just the way that it is. And so I just wanted to share that with you this morning. I know you're started. I know you're happy. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's Real Women, Real Talk. But a lot happened this week. And one of the things, DC, we want to shout out is Glenda Stock, the Red Cross, and last night's Talk of the Town. Absolutely an amazing event. And this is what I want to say about that event. Every time we have the presence or the honor of being in the presence of Glenda Stock and the spirit of her husband, David Stock, it reminds us what givers they are and how much they give and give and give, even beyond what others know. Last night was the 11th annual Talk of the Town held at the Red Cross, a beautiful building which Glenda and David Stock were the catalyst for refurbishing, revitalizing that beautiful building. The event was held on the mezzanine deck, which last year we were honored to be able to go to the Talk of the Town. It was honored and it was dedicated to David Stock. And we just want to send big kudos out to Mary McMahon, who is the executive director of the Red Cross, and the work that she and the entire team are doing to be the change that they want to see in changing our community and changing our world. And you know, every single opportunity we get, we try to encourage you to be givers. And you know what? Things don't happen if we don't come out of ourselves. And yesterday, as DC and I were driving home, we said, you know, the reason why people don't give is the reason why people don't give. And I know, on the face of it, that doesn't really make sense, huh? But what we surmised is this: people don't give because when you don't give, that means you're never getting anything back. You don't have anything to give because you're never giving. See, the principle just works. When you give, it comes back. The word says some 20, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. You know what? If you're never giving, you're never going to have anything to give. If you're always holding on. And Glenda Stock is one of those incredible people that really encourages our community to be givers. And DC, I want to give a big shout out to some of the people that we sat at the table with last night who happened to be Glenda Stock's neighbors. She said, we're going to be traveling in this morning. We're going to be listening to the OPT Network. And I'm talking about the Hearts. They are Glenda Stock's neighbors. They have loved on her. They have been neighbors and friends. And they, out of their largesse and generosity, gave of their home as an auction item in Florida. And it was a beautiful home. It was a beautiful event. And you know what? We're just honored to have been a part. Hey, everybody. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. You're on Point, the official OPT network. We've got to get a break here, but we're back right after this. Stay with us, everybody. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch,
but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Different from the start, at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers at Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians, associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. Listen, if you're looking for easy ways to qualify, if you're looking for women that are on point to make sure that you get your home financed, to make sure you refinance, or if you're investing, the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. Here's the number to phone for more information. It's 318-561-8020. Also, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, you can share today and shape tomorrow simply through volunteerism. And when you volunteer, when you help a young child, when you help to shape them, you help our future. And when you do that, you also get paid. And here's the number you can phone for more information. It's 318-484-2260. Share today and shape tomorrow. If you're a senior that's 55 years old or older, you can volunteer. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana is building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, remember the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. You can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. McDonald's of Alexandria, serving our great city. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, you know it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And we're joined by our regular contributors, Miss Lisa Campo and Miss Lamia Solomon. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody is full of energy, full of happenings, lots going on. And at the top of our list, it's Real Women talking about the real game of football. Everybody had something to weigh in on about football this weekend and last night. And I said, what about the upset? Now, we caught just the last part of the game as we got home. Stanford and the Oregon Ducks. They squashed Oregon's national championship's hopes last night. I mean, they squashed them like a bug. What was up with that? I mean, they just could not generate enough offense to win. Now, at the end of the game, Oregon made a stand, but they just couldn't get the job done.
No.
Couldn't close the deal. I mean, Stanford, number six, Stanford beats, not just beats, but, I mean, they owned Stanford for the second year in the row, number two. Stanford's number two, Oregon's number six. What's up with that? Stanford's number six. Stanford owned Oregon last night. I need to slow down. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was just, I mean, it was a game that you just wanted to stay up for, even though it was late.
Which I will say, Mr. Campo, he stayed up for it. However, Mrs. Campo
went to bed.
She had to get her beauty sleep. Unless it's the Tigers or the Saints, we're out. I'm sorry.
What about the Tigers this
week? Oh, God bless our Tigers. And
Lisa Campo came in and said, yes, she does. She said, we got to pray for
we gotta
our Tigers.
We got to pray for our Tigers. We want them to G-E-A-U-X all over B-A-M-A. However, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to speak honestly, because, you know, it's like a child. You know how we love our children, but you know when they're doing wrong. Ole Miss should have never gone down the
way
it did.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, LSU should have been ashamed for what they did at that game.
What happened?
I really think they just thought it was a gimme and it was in the bag. Mm-hmm. And when you go somewhere and you think, I'm all that and I got this, then you get your behind handed to you on a pretty silver platter.
Man. Yeah.
Now, I know that they taken Bama seriously, especially with old Nicky Boy, because
Nicky Boy's taking them seriously.
Nicky Boy's taking us seriously. Mm-hmm. But both these teams are going to have to go in there. You know, I'm just giggling to myself inside. You got some men listening thinking, these women have no business talking football, but let me tell you something. You slit my wrist, and I will bleed purple and gold just as much as any man.
That's so, okay. You can bleed purple and gold, but Alabama going to text that ass.
Oh, you better not.
You can bleed purple and gold, but I'm letting you know that's a prediction. That is a Solomon Solo prediction. Alabama is going to spank that ass. Get ready, Lisa Campo. Don't come in here mad at me next week. Don't come in here next week because it'll all be over with by next week.
But I'm just saying, I'm not going to sit here and hear such things. I'm going to raise my hand.
Okay, Charlotte O'Hare.
And Charlotte. That would be Scarlet. Scarlet, darling. Our Tigers are going to rally, and you better watch yourself.
That is your favorite character, and that's like I called her out of her name.
I'm sorry.
She is my favorite character because she had the power of a woman that would just rally and push through. And I think all of us
LSU
need to
gonna need all that. They're going to need a rally, a push through, a dump truck. Yes. They're going to need all of that. Because let me tell you, baby, Bama is coming to town. And they're going to they're
you better hope. When you go into Death Valley, things can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me. Hey,
the 12th man.
That's right, baby.
The 12th
you
man.
You better. Look, okay. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to praise my Tigers. I'm going to love my boys. I'm not going to brag about what they can or cannot do.
Are they going to win?
Hell no.
I will not say.
Hell no.
I will not wear a LSU
and know good and well I do not care for LSU. Even though I am in Louisiana, I am a OU fan all the way, and I know they lost last night against Baylor. But let me tell you, let me put this shout out there because let me tell you, Julian Wilson, number two, he got hurt last night. That is my nephew. I love him to death.
Okay.
I will bleed OU all the time. I will bleed that color. But let me tell you this about Alabama.
Okay.
They are going to tear a new one in LSU. Mm. Get ready. I'm sorry. I will wear a LSU shirt. I will go buy one because I don't own one. But will you put on an Alabama shirt when they get taxed?
Hell no. Ever.
That is a true.
That in my soul. Let me tell you something. When you are born and raised in the shadow of Death Valley, baby, there is nothing more pure in your soul than a little Go Tiger. No, baby. I was born over there. I lived on South Side, Southeast Side of town.
Let me just say that it is going to be the game of all games.
And I'm gonna watch proudly.
It's
gonna be a blowout, man.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think they're going to get taxed.
What's your prediction?
You know what I'm saying?
There's going to be some hair pulling here in a minute. Right. We might have to take a break. We're going to have to pull some. Take my earring.
My earring. Lisa Campo is taking her earrings off. Are you going to take your shoes off?
No, oh, hell, I'm going to stop with them things.
All right. Let's get a score prediction. What's the score going to be? Lamia, I'll let you go first. Bama and what?
You know what?
I have no idea. Because both of these teams are really as good as they both. Look, I will say this. Alabama has an incredible program.
I think it's going to be in the
20s. I don't, Lisa, I don't think, I think you're prayerful.
I am prayerful, but I am fearful.
You're prayerful. Say that. Well, you know, prayer and fear don't go together.
Well, but in the case of LSU, Alabama, they got to.
They got to?
They got to. So what I'm saying is.
24-27.
Okay.
Bama.
24-20. Ooh, that's going to be a close game.
It's three. It's going to be close. I'm giving them
but
close.
Let me tell you what. Neither one of the teams, in my view, really are playing hard on defense.
No.
You.
But
Alabama, well.
Look, the women are talking football. Now, you sit up there and be quiet if you're not going to get on the mic now.
Alabama. I think LSU's defense, I don't think LSU's defense is going to be able to stand up.
I think they're going to hold them, but not long.
I am concerned with some of our quarterbacks' performances in the last. I am concerned with some of his performances over the last couple of weeks. We've had some interceptions.
So Mettenberg hasn't been consistent.
Now, in the beginning of the season, he was hot and he was throwing it and he was nailing it. But
he
in
came
the last
back,
couple
he came
of weeks,
back with a swag where he looked he was really comfortable. He looked like he really owned.
And you know,
the field.
when you get in Death Valley, let's talk about the perfect storm. Both these teams get in Death Valley. It's gonna be loud. Okay,
it's gonna be loud.
It's gonna be a 7 o'clock game. People could be drinking since Friday at noon.
Oh
it's
yeah,
gonna be crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got your hype from two of the most largest.
And Alabama,
powerful universities.
And
they're bringing
Alabama,
their own.
They're bringing.
They're packing
they're
their
bringing.
Crew.
Yeah,
so it's
going to
be very intense. So well, God bless both of these teams when they get on that field. Okay? It's going to be interesting.
Y'all are
so,
amazing.
You know, when I say bump, 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 bump,
Roll Tide. What do you say, Lisa?
Bump, 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 bump. And the Golden Girls hit their pose, baby.
Were you a golden girl in
no,
another life?
No, but when I was a little, another life,
another
yes.
Life,
but a little
yes.
Girl growing up, there was nothing finer than to grow up to be a golden girl. So
I felt that.
They come on NBC.
Oh,
they
actually, they come on strike that golden girl pose for me. Oh,
you
know
what? I got it all going on.
I thought the golden girls went off air.
Hey, you know we're talking about those.
You better shut your pie hole. You know those LSU and the golden band.
Are you using your filter today? Are you using your filter today, Lamia?
Yes, I said off air.
Let me tell you something. There have been some upsets in college football.
Yes.
And I mean, Ole Miss and LSU was one.
Yes.
Last night, Stanford and Oregon was another. I mean, you know, it is just interesting. It's just interesting to see.
Oh, I'm going to whip me some David here in about 2 seconds when we take a break. Let's take a break. I'll take these earrings off. Come on. Come on.
Lisa,
play it, David.
Lisa,
dare you.
Lisa,
dare you.
Lisa is undressing. Yo, it's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. Sweet Home, Alabama. Doing for LSU.
I miss Alabama once again, and I think it's the same. Yes. What? Well, I heard Mr. Young sing about her. Well, I heard O'Neal put it down. Well, I hope Neil Young will remember.
Roll Tide.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock a.m. Central Standard, 9:13 Eastern. It's Friday, November the 8th. It's the weekend, baby. And let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellites. Hey, listen, to get the best games and the best channels, you need to have Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary is masterful. He is masterful at making sure that your wiring is stellar. No outage, really, at all during bad weather. Here's what you do. For the best channels, the best savings, and HD, 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Here's the number to phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. And we'd like to remind you about Amerigroup Real Solutions. To get the real solutions in healthcare for you and your family, Amerigroup is where you can start. Okay. Now, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by our regular contributors, Miss Lisa Campo,
To go, my left. Go Tigers.
Okay. Miss Lamia Solomon.
Roll Tide.
The table and all of the text messages that I am receiving, that we are receiving, saying LSU, LSU. I mean, you could fall on, some say it doesn't mean they're going to win. You could fall on either side of the spectrum. But what I think we can all agree on is that it is going to be a good game. I don't think anybody is going to run away with the game. And it is going to be a huge moneymaker for advertisers and for all that are involved. The city of Baton Rouge is going to be, it's probably already jam-packed, Lisa Campo.
What?
Oh, yeah. And it may have started.
And if it ain't yet, honey, let me tell you something. Between 10 and noon today, it's going to be cooking. It's going to be on. Oh, they were parking it up last night, I would be willing to bet.
And what about this? It's Friday night. It's high school football and the weather.
Oh,
it
so
finally feels like football
perfect.
Weather. Hey, we want to wish every high school team out there good luck as the season is already wrapping up.
God, I hate it.
I know it. It's the last game of the season, except for those proud few that won those district games and that will be going to the playoffs.
And let me give, you know, I'm sitting here thinking as a mother of a senior this year.
Uh-huh.
There are so many, every day seems to bring a bittersweet, it's our last something. And I know all of the high school football games mm-hmm. that had their last home game had honored their seniors,
yes.
whether it be the band members, the football players, uh-huh. the dance lines, the cheerleaders. There's so many elements that go into producing these events at these schools. And, you know, to honor your seniors and then to honor the parents
mm-hmm.
who have seen their babies accomplish so much over their time, you know, God, it's just a bittersweet year to be going through.
Uh-huh.
And
you've got a senior.
I've got a senior.
So you really feel that.
Every day she comes home and it's a last something.
Give her a shout out.
My little sissy cat, a.k.a. Cecily Jules Campo, could not make anyone prouder. She hung the moon. In my eyes and her daddy's eyes, she is
yeah.
on that moon.
And you know, you're right. You're right. As we were dropping off to school this morning, young David Christmas was letting us know that the school that they're going to be playing tonight is having their senior night. And so every school, respectively, has had their senior
yes.
night. And every time that I sit in a stadium for high school football, I look around. And even before our son started playing and even before we knew he would play football and he'd have a love for the game, we have always supported high school football. And every time I'm at the game, I say, gosh, why do we love high school football so much?
Because they love the game.
The love of the game, baby.
It's a
cultural thing. I think in our country, especially in the South,
mm-hmm.
honey, you go over to Texas.
Oh yeah, big in Texas.
Look, there's a school there, the Jetson Rockets. If you've never been to a football, honey, they make LSU look like small beans. They make Alabama look like small
wow.
beans. And when I say that, I'm talking about the size of the band, the size of the stadium.
Now, we're talking about high school.
Mm-hmm. You thinking you have rolled up into a college when you go mm-hmm. see those Jets and Rockets.
And let me tell you what I love, because I've been reflecting on it. And it's like you said, Lisa, our son is a freshman. Lamia, your daughter is?
She's in junior high.
She
hadn't made it to high school yet. Next year, I'm excited.
But mine too. My son too. He's eighth grade.
Yeah. But you know, it seems like once they get into the ninth grade,
it flies.
It starts to move at a breakneck pace. And so as I was sitting at our senior night last week, just reveling in all that is high school football, electricity, I love to see that bands have made a comeback, because you know, for a long time, kids didn't want to play in the band anymore.
God, I love the band. It's the best thing.
The band, you know, the excitement and energy of the crowd, the cheerleaders, the dance line. Just, you know what, parents, I guess we're reflecting because we want parents to get involved with high school football and to be the change in our kids'
lives. Embrace it. And it's a great thing in the community. You're keeping them active. And, you know, one of the things I want to tell this little story, because, you know, we're talking about seniors and every mom can relate to this story. Last week when Halloween got poopod to the other day,
uh-huh.
which, you know, really was a downer,
switcheroo.
Uh-huh. So I had probably about 60 something people coming to my house. So within less than 24 hours, I had to turn it around and produce my party. And so my daughter had scheduled to be off for Halloween night, but because it got switched, she actually worked Halloween night. And she sent me a text. She says, Mama, I've got you a prize. So I was like, okay, she's coming home. She's got me a prize. Well, she comes in the door and she has this bag and she says, Mama, I know how much you love Halloween. I know how much you love celebrating and having the family and the friends mm-hmm. over. And she said, I know you're sad for two reasons. Your Halloween got rained out, and I know you're thinking, this is my last official Halloween home. Wow. She said, so I wanted to bring this home to you.
Oh.
And when I opened, it didn't matter what was in the bag. It could have been a dead rat in the bag for all I cared at uh-huh. this point. But when I opened it up, it was this precious little owl with big eyes and a little Halloween witch's hat.
Uh-huh.
She works at Terra Home. And so she brought uh-huh. me this little witch's hat, or this little owl with a witch's hat.
We love Terra Home.
I cried. I had to go to the bathroom. And uh-huh. then on top of that, that song that the Dixie Chicks remade by Stevie Nicks. You know the song.
Stevie Nicks remade by the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, I can't think of the song now off the top of my head. You know, well, I've been afraid of changing because I've built my life around you.
Uh-oh.
Well, that song was playing.
Woo!
And let me tell you something. Mama had to go to the bathroom and compose herself because Scarlett got herself a little upset. Oh. But, you know, it's those little things that all of our mamas are having those moments this year with those senior babies.
I had
a mama posted a picture last night of standing in the field, of the football field, her and her husband, with her son. He actually started pre-K with my daughter. And
wow.
It was at Menard, and they were standing in the field with their son, and they had them each arm by arm. And I just got so teared up looking at this, mm-hmm. them sharing this moment. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, God, we're all having those fuzzy moments, and it's every single day. Mark my words, y'all aren't there yet, but the mm-hmm. mamas who are there, you know, that when you have that senior year with mm-hmm. your babies, there's nothing more bittersweet, nothing more special.
Wow.
It's awesome.
And I think that just says it. And you know, we want to support our kids. We want to encourage our kids to be all that they can be, to be the best that they can be. Okay, I got it.
Oh, no. No.
I got to back up.
No.
Lisa Campo, in another life, in this life, she is a songstress.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I was just setting the mood.
New.
I wanted y'all to feel the shared experience of that moment that I shared. And look, my husband looked over there from the fire pit. Him and his men
were
around the fire pit.
Were you able to sing at that moment?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Let me tell you, when my husband, the song was playing, she handed me the bag. He didn't hear what she said to me. He saw me hug her and run to the bathroom.
Wow.
And he knew, give her a moment to compose herself.
So, Lisa, is that a hidden talent that you are hiding?
No, it's not a hidden talent. It's something that I used to be very active with. There's different things that I have sung at in the community around town. And it's just something that I chose a long time ago to put my family first and put that on the back burner. And God has blessed me and kept it nice and ripe. And when I choose to whip it out, it's always.
What?
Woohoo!
Let it whip, huh? You let it whip. Okay.
Oh, the phone's getting blown up.
The phone is blowing up. The requests are coming in. We got to go back to who's going to win.
So
the prediction.
Alabama's going to whip also.
Okay. Alabama. The prediction. Lamia Camo, Lamia Solomon,
Lamia
27,
Campo.
24.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Campo, go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Weezy says,
come on, Weezy.
I don't know.
The song is playing.
Weezy. You know what? 21-28.
21-28.
No.
All right, there you have it.
Tigers up.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And if you're just joining the conversation, it's 8:33 a.m. Central Standard, 9:33 Eastern. It's Friday. It's all about high school football. College day football, college game day football, and the NFL football. You know what? I know a lot of people really don't like sports, but I mean, it's just, it's fun. It's that time of the year where you can get together and you can just have a good time. You know, it's the prelude up to the holidays. And during the break, we were talking about this week's NFL game, the Saints versus the Cowboys. And, you know, a lot of people are Saints fans, but a lot of people are Cowboy fans, believe it or not. And so the pundits are saying that the Dallas Cowboys will face the toughest game of the season this week in Week 10 when they travel to New Orleans, to the Big Easy.
To New Orleans,
down at the Dome. The pundits are saying this. They're saying that Drew Brees is going to just be unstoppable in the dome.
Can't disagree. Weez is all over that.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that either. I
think wow. There ain't much to say, in my opinion. I think it's pretty much a done deal. But,
yeah, that's not.
So, a no-brainer. Everybody agrees. So, this is what the pundits are saying. They're saying that the Dallas Cowboys have the number 31 pass defense, which is definitely, definitely horrific against Drew Brees. The number 3 passing offense in the league. Brees throws for 334 yards per game on average. 334 yards. That is some serious offense.
Yeah.
On average, that's what he's throwing for. So that promises to be, I think, a good game. And, you know, people have said of Tony Romo, he's making $120 million. Big players,
which is crazy,
should be able to show up in big games. And his problem has really been in the playoffs, where he hasn't shown up. And you know what? Shame on Tom Benson and the Saints for making Drew Brees hold out for his money. He is an asset to the franchise. He's an asset to the state.
Right. And he is. And you know what? I think Jerry Jones is crazy for paying him, Tony Romo, that amount of money, because he don't show up. He just don't show up. He might peek around the corner, but he is not going to step in full bloom, full light. He has paid this man all this money. Why? Because he's too scared to say, you know what? No, we're going to go with somebody else.
He ain't worth it.
He is not worth that money.
Well, I think he's invested. You know, I think probably he's made the investment, and he sees the potential there, and he believes that, you know, he will peek.
Well, season's almost over. He's going to peak. He should have peaked a couple of weeks ago.
So everybody agrees that the Saints are going to overtake the Cowboys.
Absolutely. In the Superdome?
Yeah. Please. They're coming to New Orleans. Come on.
Yeah, the Big Easy. It's going to be a sure enough party down in the Big Easy this weekend. So a lot
and
of
the Cowboy fans are just as adamant as the Saints fans. You've got really two good rival teams coming together. Again, it's like LSU and Alabama. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a drink fest. And unfortunately, it's coming the same weekend as the LSU-Alabama game. So your Tigers is going to pull themselves up either out of a drunken stoop, by the bootstraps, or on a happy high, one of those choices, and haul it down to the Big Easy. And it's just going to get even a little louder.
And yeah. Then let me just say this.
Go
also.
Ahead.
He made Tony Romo one of the highest paid.
Absolutely.
Highest paid. But look at that record. Come on. Yeah. Who does that? Who does that?
Well, they are 5-4.
Jerry,
the Cowboys.
You know, actually, let me tell you who's paying him. Actually, you know what? He built that stadium. Those Cowboy fans is paying that man that money so that they can keep losing. They half and half right now, 5-4, right?
5-4.
And that's not worth being paid that amount of money.
And the Saints are 6-2. So, I mean, you know, I think the story is still, you know, still to be written. You know, I don't think you can count anybody out really at this stage of the game, but it's going to be a promising weekend with high school football, college game day, and the NFL. Now, I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. We have all had our feel of football and all of those fans. You know, the men are probably enjoying this. There are a lot of ladies who enjoy, I think, football. I mean,
I do.
You know, we just love the game. I mean, the intensity of the game, all the game brings. But you know, during the break, I was looking at Lisa Campo, and I said, "How many women are taking their talents and pushing them back?" When we heard that voice, I had to back up a few more ticks, a few more segments, and say, Why do we feel like we have to sacrifice those things that we have? Why can't we, you know, why can't there be a medium? Lisa, why didn't you feel like there was a medium for your voice and your family?
Well, and, you know, being the control freak and compulsive personality that I have, if I'm going to do something, I want to do it 110, whether it be a famous singer or whether it be the best wife and mom that I can be.
So you couldn't do both.
And there's no way for me to do both because I get easily distracted. And in order for me to stay the path of what I feel my truest blessings were, I chose to be a mom and a wife. And I love that choice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a woman right now on, is it the X Factor or The Voice? I can't remember. X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
She is 50-something years old. Mm-hmm. She is a mother and a grandmother. She is Diana Ross reincarnated.
Wow.
She is absolutely gorgeous. She is amazing. And she is old school all rolled into one. And, you know, we were watching that the other night, and one of my kids thinking.
Was that The Voice?
I don't know if it was The Voice or X Factor.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the X Factor because they keep telling her, you definitely have the X Factor.
Okay, okay. Okay.
I think it's the X Factor. And, you know, one of my kids said, Mama, that's going to be you. I don't feel like I've given up on my dream. I've just put it where it needs to be until the timing is right. And I really don't know if I still feel like I'm in a growing phase and that my journey has not led me there yet and that I think God still has that in my future. I really do. That could be my insane voices talking in my head. But all the girls do agree on one thing. One day, Weeze's voice will be heard in the way the Lord intended for it to be.
Wow. Amazing. You know, I've been looking at a lot of women, and interesting you would say that make their peak in their 40s, late 40s, early 50s, and even in their 60s. But, you know, what God has for you is for you. And maybe that was just a word when you opened up that beautiful voice and you just started to sing a cappella that somebody out there is saying, you know what, maybe my dream is not forgotten. Maybe it wasn't buried. It was just maybe set on the shelf.
Yeah.
For such a time as this.
And, you know, I sang. I mean, I competed in singing. My last year to compete, I was it was in 93. I competed in Miss Louisiana in the Miss America division.
Wow!
And I won the state talent award.
Mm-hmm.
I did the Over the Rainbow version by Streisand.
Wow!
In Streisand range.
Wow!
And although I could sing it,
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I am a much more confident, stable individual now than mm-hmm. when I was then. And so when I hear myself sing now, I'm like, God, why couldn't I have had that composure at 20 something years old? But I got it now. And so I truly believe that somewhere down the road,
you've gotten better, really.
It's not so much the voice has gotten better because my range has changed,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just more polished
mm-hmm.
mentally and physically in the sense of knowing how, wait for it, mm-hmm. wait for it, instead of, when you're young, you almost pounce on everything.
Absolutely.
You got to wait for it. And
I think that's
really
a word. I think that's a word. You got to wait for it.
No matter what it be, mm-hmm. you got to learn to wait for it.
And why is it so hard, Lamia, you think, to wait for those dreams? Because I think we're all guilty of being so anxious for it to happen today or for it to happen right now. Why is it so hard? I think for women especially to wait for their dreams.
You know, I think we just get so excited and wrapped up in right then because we're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't wait. Because right then and there, we're just like, we gotta have it. And we make our choice instead of saying, let God take control. And which right now, this is where Weezy's at. Mm-hmm. Weezy is like, I let God take control a few years ago and learned to be patient. And now she's very polished.
Mm-hmm.
She's polished because she waited, mm-hmm. and I think her blessings, she still has many, many, many more blessings mm-hmm. to come mm-hmm. because she did exactly what God told her to do.
Right.
Wait.
Right.
And she didn't just pounce on it right then and there. She did a little bit, and then she realized, I'm not in control of this. I need to come back and focus. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did, and that's why it ended up coming out today.
Well, as an individual, I can't speak for anyone else but myself. But I learned very early in life. I had an opportunity right in my face, right at my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally had to make a split second decision. And I choose Craig. Mm-hmm. And I choose the children we bring into this world together. And I'm the kind of mom that can't stand to miss a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of mom that can't stand to miss a minute. It's hard for me to take and go. So, you know, it's a blessing to know what your dreams are. It's mm-hmm. a blessing to be able to wait on them. And it's a blessing to surround yourself with the right opportunities at the right time.
That's right. I love it. I think that's a word, y'all. It's 844. It's Real Women, Real Talk right here on the official OPT Network.
I'm with you.
Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the credit union with the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity.
Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:49 a.m. Central Standard, 9:49 Eastern. It's Friday! Yeah, it's the weekend. And most importantly, it's Real Women, Real Talk. We're joined by our regular contributors, Miss Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon. Their names are running together in my mind. That's how connected they are. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by UDB Insurance. You know what? If you're just not sure about your health insurance and you've been hearing about the Affordable Care Act and what that means and how it's going to affect you and how you're going to get your insurance and when you need to get your insurance and all these questions, but most importantly, how you can find a plan that is going to be affordable for you and your family, well, Wesley Watkins is the agent and owner of UDB Insurance, and he is incredible. All you've got to do is phone him for a consultation, and he'll lay it out for you in terms that are so easy that anybody can understand. Here's Wesley's number at UDB Insurance. It's 318-445-9359. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, McDonald's of Pineville, Davis One Stop, Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions, and then you can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish. You know what? We honor all of our partners and we honor you. And you know what? Real Women, Real Talk is just real women having real conversations about things that we all really talk about. So I posed this question during the break as these ladies are, they are social network media gurus, both of them. Lamia is a budding social network media guru, but Lisa Campo is a guru. I said to them, I said, does networking really work? And Lamia, you said what?
I said yes. I mean, I believe in networking. And I was saying, Carlette, that when we had the luncheon, the league meeting or whatnot, that's when I met you and David.
Uh-huh.
And that was a networking event. Had I not met you guys then, I never would have known and known exactly what you do throughout the community and such. I wouldn't have known had we not networked then.
Mm-hmm.
And then just by being familiar, it continued on because then you saw someone's face again.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you see someone, the more you come in contact, the better off the relationship.
Uh-huh.
You start to build a knowing, just knowing who mm-hmm. that person is.
Mm-hmm. And are we allowing ourselves, Lisa, to network with people and really start relationships?
Well, I think you have to put yourself in the right place and really adhere to that. One of the things that I believe is so important about not just networking, but bonding with the movers and the shakers in the community is you may...
Is it just about the movers and shakers, though?
Well, not just so much about the movers and the shakers, but it is about those people and their, not so much their opinions, but their word. One of the things we've gotten away from in society as a whole is our word.
Mm-hmm.
And when our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers, our word, your word was everything. You shook
it
on
it.
It
was bond.
You look in that eye and you bond. Well, with, mm-hmm. with technology and all that's going on in society around us, we have gotten away from old school bonding. And it's what I just said mm-hmm. to you. Is it really, does marketing, you know, really work, networking really work? I believe it does because I'm not networking. I'm bonding with the people in the community
That's
whose
right.
words are of value.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm building my business.
Is there a such thing, let me ask you ladies this, is there such a thing as over-networking, over-saturating yourself?
I think you can be obnoxious. I think that you've got to know, it kind of goes back before the break, our last segment, where I said you've got to not pounce. You've got to wait for it and know when the timing is right. And, you know, sometimes you'll be working. I've worked for corporate America and they're like, you got to be in the banks every day, every week. You got to be at 10 banks every day. They need to see you once a week. Let me tell you something. In Central Louisiana, if I had my bankers see me every day of the week, they'd have the cops waiting for me on about the third week that
I
went
would.
To stop
I would.
Them.
I
you would. You would. But I think it's important that we bond with when I say the movers and the shakers in the community, because for instance, let's use an example. A friend of mine at Red River Bank, she's employed there. She and I are communicating. She has a client come in and say, you know, I'm just not happy with my insurance
mm-hmm,
company.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know someone? You know what? I want you to call Lisa Campo. She works for a good company. They've got a good product. she's a good person. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you're looking right. for
but you
when
know
you're
what?
Networking.
And I think that for a lot of people, networking is not just about the quote-unquote movers and shakers. For me, networking is just saying hello, like in the nail salon, right? I was in the nail salon the other day, and I was having my nails done, having my toes done, taking a minute. And I meet this lady that is just as cute as pie. She's got a cute, cute baby bump. And I just say to her, I say, your baby bump is so cute. I said, you look great. And we just struck up a conversation. And I think you can really just meet people right where they are. It doesn't have to be in an event. It doesn't have to be a shishi poo-poo. Or, you know, it could just be meeting people. And I think as women, we sort of get away from that. And then, you know, as I proceeded to talk with her, I said, you know, we started talking about womanhood and motherhood and her baby. This is her second baby. Her first child is 9 years old, and her husband wanted another baby. And then I say to her, well, who's your gynae? Who's your gynecologist? And she tells me the lady's name at Cabrini Hospital. And I say, you know what, that's great. I think I'll use her. I think I'll try her. She says, you know what, she's great. She's young. She's smart. You know, she's got a wonderful bedside manner. And I think that we're missing opportunities because of quote unquote networking, being at an event, being, you know, with people we feel. Are we not giving people importance just because?
But you know what, Carlotta? I think that I network at events, but also when you're having that conversation, when you're out in public, you are networking if you're just having a general conversation, because you're networking you, mm-hmm. not your business. Does that make sense? Because people are going to want to deal with you, Lisa, because of you
Absolutely.
Personally, not because of the insurance thing, but because you're a good person.
Well, and you know, it goes back to something we've said and so many times we've talked, is put those cell phones down. When you're in the grocery store, when mm-hmm. you're in the nail salon, have a conversation with the people around you. And that's one of the things we're getting away from, too, is making ourselves personal. Can you not read my chicken scratch?
Absolutely, I can. Y'all, we are so out of time. But before we got to go, we want to give it up to the Chamber of Commerce. They got over 1,000 members. And it was an incredible, incredible drive. And so for all of those businesses, Octavia, we know that you work really, really hard at the Chamber, and you were probably one of those movers and shakers and catalysts for all that. So congratulations to the Chamber, and congratulations to those new members. Thank you, Lamia Solomon. Thank you, Lisa Campo. And thank all of you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on Point, the official OPT network. You know why we do it. We do it because we love you. But what we know is that God loves you even more than that. So you got to remember to love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlotta Christmas. We want you to have an incredible, incredible game weekend. All right, we got a plug here.
Okay, make sure you look out for Solo Productions. That is your mobile photo booths coming soon.
Mobile photo booths coming soon. Lisa Campo, we got to plug your business.
And as always, with American National Insurance Company here in the Central Louisiana community, meeting all of your family's needs, life, home, and auto, give me a call at 318-613-4462. I always look forward to hearing from you and would love to see if I can help you and your family out with any of your insurance needs.
And let me tell you, these are some of the movers and shakers in our community, women who are doing business, who are not afraid. These are courageous women. So if you're in need of what their services are, we remind you, hey, we got to keep it local. Hey, everybody, thank you guys so much. We're out of time for now, but guess what? We're going to see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I bought the clothes I'm wearing.